Welcome to the Deep Dive. Before we plunge into today's topic, we want to thank our supporter, SafeServer.
SafeServer cares about the hosting of the software and supports you in your digital transformation.
You can find more information at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so today we are tackling a really fundamental pain point in the world of online publishing. I think you'll know what I mean.
The bloat.
The bloat, exactly. You just want a simple site, maybe a blog or, I don't know, a portfolio, but you end up installing this massive platform with 1,000 features you'll literally never use.
Right. And so we're diving into a powerful counter solution to that. It's called Chirplite.
Yeah, this is an engine that's really designed for the self-hoster, for the person who needs, you know, maximum control, but with minimum overhead. Zero complexity.
And our sources today are pretty straightforward. We're pulling directly from the project's official documentation and its GitHub repository. So we're getting it straight from the horse's mouth.
Good. So our mission here is to understand how Chirplite actually lives up to that promise of being an ultra-lightweight blogging engine.
And how it provides that architectural flexibility that you usually only get with much, much heavier platforms. It's all about, as they say, customizability with minimal fuss.
So let's start right there. What does ultra-lightweight even mean in, you know, 2025? It's written in PHP, which is standard, but the secret sauce seems to be in the design philosophy.
Well, what really stands out is the project's longevity and its focus. It's been in development since 2014.
Wow, that's a long time.
It is. And the core philosophy has always centered on simplicity, reliability, and above all, extensibility, all while sticking really rigorously to web standards.
They have his unofficial motto, right?
They do. It's development, not drama. We're too busy building a blogging platform that puts you in complete control.
I love that. Development, not drama.
And what that tells us, really, is that they see themselves as solving a control problem, not just a publishing problem.
And they want it to be reliable enough for a standard shared hosting environment. I think that's a huge point for beginners because it just drastically lowers the barrier to entry. And, you know, often when you hear lightweight, you picture something, well, functional, but maybe a little ugly, a bare bones interface.
That's not the case here, though.
Right. The sources highlight that the system is built with responsive and accessible W3C validated HTML5. It comes with 5 themes ready to go, and the admin console works well on pretty much any device.
And that's a crucial distinction. The developers have ensured comprehensive ARIA labeling and semantic markup. So lightweight doesn't mean sacrificing modern accessibility.
Which is so important for assistive technologies.
It is. They've built in these quality of life features, so the admin experience is just as smooth as the visitor's experience, right out of the box.
Okay, so its core identity is lightweight and accessible. But the real power of Chirplite, it seems, lies in how it structures content.
Yes. This is where it goes from being just a simple blog to something more like a general purpose web publishing platform.
And it does this using 2 systems we really need to define for you: Feathers and Pages.
Think of it this way. Traditional blogging platforms, they kind of force every piece of content, a photo, a link, a long essay, into the same blog post box.
It's all just a post.
Chirplite doesn't do that. Feathers are basically modules that define custom post types. And then pages, well, they're for static, permanent content.
That structural separation is really powerful. Let's talk about Feathers first. This lets you completely customize the content input screen based on what you're publishing.
Precisely. You can use it for what they call absolute textual purity.
Just tick ticks.
Or you can create a multimedia rainbow. The source material outlines the built-in feathers, text, quote, link, photo, video, audio, and even an uploader for multiple files at once.
So for instance, if I activate the photo feather, the system knows to ask me for image metadata, maybe a location, instead of just giving me a giant empty text box I don't need.
Yes. It's like content modeling, but on a micro level. It's really smart.
And then when you're actually writing, the system supports plain text, markdown, or raw markup.
And for anyone who's ever fought with a clunky visual editor that hijacks your formatting, that is a massive quality of life improvement.
Oh, absolutely. So then what about pages?
So pages handle your site's architecture, the static stuff, your about page, terms of service, that kind of thing.
Content that doesn't belong in a chronological feed.
Exactly. Pages can even be nested in a deep hierarchy, and you can pick any page to be your static home page for new visitors. It just neatly separates the stream of blog entries from the permanent reference material.
Okay, let's get into the nuts and bolts that matter to the self-hoster. The promise is easy to install, simple to maintain, extensible by design. How simple is that installation, really?
It genuinely is. It sticks to that classic web software model. For a standard setup, it's three steps. One, create your database. Two, upload the files. Three, run the install script in your browser.
So it's manual, but it's not complicated.
Not at all. And they do have a modern four-step Docker alternative for anyone who prefers containerized deployments.
In the self-hosting world, though, maintenance is often the biggest hurdle. The sources do mention you need to back up your database before upgrading.
Which is always good practice anyway.
Of course. But if we look under the hood, how modern is this platform?
It's surprisingly modern for something so focused on simplicity. It requires PHP 8.1 or higher.
And that's a vital point for you, the learner. Requiring modern PHP means the platform is forward compatible, it's faster, and it's more secure than a lot of older, lightweight engines.
Absolutely. It also integrates modern extensions like PDO and CURL and supports multiple databases, MySQL, SQLite, or PostgreSQL. That flexibility means you can deploy it in almost any hosting environment.
And developers will probably appreciate that the themes use the Twig template engine.
Yeah, that abstracts the PHP logic from the design layer, which makes theme development much easier.
Beyond the core, though, there are these bundled modules that seem to solve common problems without adding bloat, like the cacher module.
Right, which handles performance and reduces server load. That's critical for software that's designed to run on lightweight hosting.
And they tackle engagement and security in a pretty smart way.
Yeah.
There are modules for comments and likes, but for spam, they use something called MPTCHA.
Which I love. It just uses simple math problems.
Like what is 2 plus 2?
Exactly. It's a very efficient way to block bots without relying on, you know, heavy external services like some of the big cappy CHA providers.
There's one other module that really caught my eye. Mentionable.
Oh, yeah. That's particularly interesting for anyone embracing modern, decentralized web standards.
So what does it do?
It allows the engine to send and receive web mentions. So when your URLs are mentioned on another website that supports them, your site gets a notification. It connects ChirpLite to that broader modern web community.
Which all comes back to their core philosophy, doesn't it? Control.
It all circles back to control, and that extends to every level. Huh? User management has a comprehensive rights model, for instance.
It's all open source.
Fundamentally, the project is distributed under the BSD license, which is very permissive. It's all about giving you transparency and the ultimate authority over your own deployment.
So the community is open, documentation is on the wiki, feedback is welcome on GitHub.
Right. If you're a user coming from a big proprietary platform, this level of control over your own code is the entire value proposition.
So what's the final takeaway for you, the learner?
I think it's that ChirpLite offers a highly efficient, modern, and really uniquely flexible alternative to the big platforms.
It seems perfect if you need that precise.
And given that wide array of specific content feathers, it offers photo, video, audio, text. What kind of completely custom, highly focused web publishing platform could you build with this engine?
Is it a photo-only journal? A private repository for quotes?
It makes you redefine what a website should even be.
That is a great thought to carry with you. And thank you again to our supporter, SafeServer.
SafeServer cares about the hosting of this software and supports you in your digital transformation.
Find more information at www.tefsafeserver.de. Join us next time for another deep dive.